This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. As you just heard, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright passed away today at 84. As CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, Albright had strong ties to Colorado and to Denver.
In a statement, Albright's family said she died of cancer, surrounded by family and friends. While she was best known for being the first female Secretary of State, her family started in Denver as refugees. Here she is speaking with students at the University of Denver last fall.
My father had a job as a professor, and they and we all fell in love with Denver and Colorado, and our immigrant story began there.
Albright climbed to some of the highest levels in public service, including being awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2012. Her story ended in Washington, D.C., where she taught at Georgetown University, wrote several books, fought for human rights, and championed what she valued most in the U.S., democracy. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A bill that would ensure access to contraception and abortion at any point in pregnancy is headed to the governor's desk. The Reproductive Health Equity Act passed its final vote on party lines earlier today. Democratic State Senator Julie Gonzalez is one of the bill's sponsors. She says Colorado must codify abortion access into state law in case the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade.
We're seeing conservative state legislatures across the country move forward bills that will lead to more people dying, quite frankly.
Colorado voters have previously rejected abortion restrictions at the ballot box several times. Right now in Denver, it's 53 degrees, 55 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.